Welcome to The Motivated Mind, where I challenge you to expand your perspective on how to achieve a successful life through motivational lessons, reflections, and interviews with other motivated minds. Welcome back to The Motivated Mind, a top 100 health podcast, thanks to each of you. This is episode 415, and I'm your host, Scott Lynch. If I brought you any value, please be sure to leave a review, hit that subscribe or follow button, and please be sure to share the podcast. Thanks for making The Motivated Mind part of your story. Having spent over a decade in the cannabis industry, I've witnessed many consumers, myself included, grappling with the overwhelming abundance of options and information available, especially when it comes to navigating the thousands of cannabis strains. It's like navigating a maze. And driven by this challenge, my team and I embarked on a journey 4 years ago to change this narrative. Our goal was to provide consumers with the data and education necessary to make informed decisions, enhance their cannabis experience, and ultimately improve their lives. Today, I'm grateful and happy to announce that we've launched HashDash, the world's first personalized cannabis matching platform that leverages over 637,000 cannabis strain data points to match you with your favorite cannabis that aligns with your unique preferences. Our platform centers around three key pillars: matching, community, and education. All three are aligned with our mission of empowering cannabis enthusiasts and newcomers alike, transforming confusion into clarity in the vast world of cannabis consumption. Say goodbye to the guesswork. Discover, learn, and elevate your cannabis experience with HashDash. Sign up for free at HashDash.com and find your cannabis match. That's HashDash.com. Have you ever felt like your life was going through a time warp? When you look back on your life, you think, where did the years go? It felt like yesterday that I was just in high school or college. I feel like we just got married. I feel like we just had our first child, but it's been over a year. I feel like the 80s, 90s, or early 2000s were just the other week. When we run into those younger than us, we initially and subconsciously think we're the same age, when in reality, the age gap is vast, much larger than we thought. We look in the mirror and still think of ourselves as that teenager or that 20-year-old, but the mirror talking back doesn't see it that way. We look back and we start squinting. We start dusting off all the memories we have, even searching for more. Looking in every mental compartment, every hidden compartment that we can find. But for whatever reason, there seem to be significant gaps in our memory. And when we really think about it, we realize something perplexing, almost unsettling. A majority of our years, a majority of our memories are gone, wiped clean from our hard drive. We remember very little of the actual time we've lived, a fraction of our existence, almost as if we've been cryogenically asleep for the majority of our lives, as if we've been asleep at the wheel. And it doesn't matter what age you are or what generation you fall into. All of us experience this. But why? Why is it that life passes us by so fast? Why do a significant portion of our memories fade into dust? Why do we fall asleep at the wheel? Well, it's because of the way our lives are measured. And it's not the measurement most of us use. Our lives are measured in adventures, not years. Once we understand this phenomenon, we can collapse our lives into a single day or extend it to 1,000 years. Let's talk about something we all deal with, stress, whether it's work, relationships, or just the general chaos of life. Stress can really take its toll on us. But fear not, because I've got something that's been a game changer for me. Truvaga Plus. This little device is like a personal assistant for your nervous system, helping you feel calmer, think clearer, and sleep better. Truvaga Plus stimulates the vagus nerve, which is like the superhighway between your brain and your body. By giving it a little boost, Truvaga Plus helps bring balance to your nervous system, leaving you feeling calmer, clearer, and more centered. And the best part, it's so easy to use. Just a quick 2-minute session in the morning and evening, and you're good to go. Plus, with unlimited sessions and a companion app, it's never been easier to make Truvaga Plus a part of your daily routine. It's like having a little slice of Zen in your pocket. But hey, don't just take my word for it. Try it out for yourself and see the difference it can make in your life. Visit truvaga.com. That's truvaga.com and enter promo code The Motivated Mind to enhance your wellness journey, support this podcast, and receive $15 off. That's truvaga.com. Enter promo code The Motivated Mind at checkout. There are many things that can shorten our lives, like drinking, obesity, or cigarettes. But the one that will do the most damage, by far, is routine. Now, you're probably thinking, wait a minute, my guy, you're a proponent of routine. I sure am. But buckle up and let me explain. Because this ride is going to get bumpy, like driving with your grandmother to the grocery store. Now, I don't mean that routine will damage your body, although for some, they might have routines that do. I want you to close your eyes for a moment, unless you're driving, of course. Imagine for a moment that your life was so terribly routine that every single day was pretty much the same. And as a result, at the end of your life, you would have only lived just one day. This is because, as the Czech writer Milan Kundera wrote, memory retains no more than a millionth, 100 millionth, in short, an utterly infinitesimal bit of live life. It is as if, during our lives, we only retain a handful of snapshots of what we've lived, the highlights. We live only to the extent of our feelings. We live only so far as our stories. In fact, research shows that people tend to recall more events from their teenage years tailing off into their late 20s. And this is most likely because we're encountering more experiences for the first time during that period, but also because our emotional systems are at their most emotional, intense, and unconstrained state because our higher order emotional regulation is still developing. Novelty and emotional intensity work hand in hand to create lasting memories. Now, this isn't some sort of poem or fluffy terms just thrown together. No, in fact, it only took psychologist David Eagleman chucking some people off of a tower to showcase this. He had participants experience a frightening freefall of 31 meters or almost 102 feet, then measured their estimates of the time it took them to fall. Their estimates were out by 36% as compared to observations of others' falls. His conclusion was that this time dilation effect was a consequence of recollection, not perception. Emotionally charged experiences lead to richer encoding, which in turn distorts our memory of them. Now, this isn't to say that we shouldn't have a routine, but rather, routine should not be our entire life, because this is the accelerant of time compression. We are so attracted to routine because it's familiar, it's comforting, it's something we know. But what we fail to realize is that we're shrinking our lives. We're rushing through days to get to weekends. We're rushing through moments to find some hidden happiness somewhere else. And before we know it, 3/4 of our life has passed, flown by in the blink of an eye. And by the time we realize it, we've made the most dangerous trade. We've given away time. We've given away the foundation upon which everything exists and happens. We've dulled our lives down to the point where it shrinks. If you want to live a full life, if you want to live an entire life in one day, or if you want to extend it to 1,000 years, don't reach for strictly routine. Stop measuring your life in years. Instead, count your years based on adventure. Be hungry for new experiences. Be the explorer your younger self longed for. Let your inner curiosity wander and let your body follow. Because once we do, we break the time warp. We break cryogenesis. This week's shout out is by Brayden, who sent me a DM on Instagram. Mate, your ego podcast has changed my perspective on life completely and has fully shined a light on my exact issues that I could not pinpoint myself impeding my success. The clear articulation and flow of your podcast is invaluable. For an opportunity to be next week's shout out, please leave an honest review on the podcast. Send me a DM on Facebook or Instagram. Who knows? You just might be the next shout out. Thanks for listening to The Motivated Mind with your host, Scott Lynch. I hope you enjoyed my deep dive into living 1,000 years in a day. If you did, share it, shout it out on social media, or drop a rating and review. Stay connected with me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok at Motivated Scott. Don't forget to join me every Monday and Thursday for new episodes. I love you all, and thanks so much for listening. The motivated mind is a legacy division.